Welcome into DC On Screen. This is episode 275, Flash 308, Invasion is what we're getting super spoilery on this episode. I'm your host, David C. Robertson. This, my co-host, Jason Goss.
Hello.
To recap, the Dominators arrive and the Flash is pretty spooked. He runs over to Star City to recruit Oliver and company, then hurriedly engages the services of the Legends of Tomorrow. He and Cisco also pop over to Earth 38 to enlist Supergirl. Team assembled, he explains that aliens are both real and pretty vicious. The team commences training with their very own alien until Cisco finds Barry's message from the future. Barry confesses that he created a new timeline and wreaked a whole lot of havoc on everyone's lives, which causes them some unrest. The team has a lead on where to find the abducted president, but opts to leave Barry behind. Oliver sides with Barry and stays behind as well. The team is quickly defeated by some alien mind control mojo. They immediately begin to terrorize the city. Oliver and Barry try to control the situation, but it's a lot against a little, until Wally goes rogue and shows up to incapacitate a few metas. Wally goes down pretty fast, but it's enough time for Oliver to distract everyone, while Barry tricks Supergirl into destroying the object that is controlling their minds. In the aftermath of the battle, all of the non-meta heroes are abducted. Wally wants to keep heroing, but Iris, Joe, and Barry are dead set against it. However, HR agrees to help the young speedster level up. That'll be that.
Were you spoiled on it, or did you get to have... I didn't know they were doing this, so I got to have the wonderful experience when they flashed that hangar they were going to use to train.
I didn't know it was going to be a hangar. I mean, it looked like a hangar.
Well, they said it was a hangar, so it just... They at least gave it, like, a loose definition, but...
Did they? I don't know.
I got to look at it and go, oh, they have the Hall of Justice in this thing? Awesome.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to... I mean, it was in the background. They were on the steps of the Hall of Justice, essentially, in that big poster thing they did a couple weeks ago.
I didn't even look at the background of that thing. I literally saw the pieces of it, and it just kind of looked like a courthouse-ish kind of thing. I didn't even look. It completely flew over my head. Didn't focus on it at all.
But in promotional materials, it kept showing up. And on that rare T-shirt they're giving away with comicbook.com, this looks like the Hall of Justice.
Was it like five T-shirts or something giving it?
Yeah, they're only giving away five. Our buddy Jacob Raspberry over at Screensplosion said that every time it transitioned, he kept wanting to say, meanwhile, at the
right?
Hall of Justice.
Right.
And I did too. I mean... I just kept going, dun, 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 dun.
Okay, I agree, but that wasn't a problem for me. I kept going, awesome. Like, every time it transitioned, I was like, oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in my head, all that stuff was going on. Externally, all that was happening was I was going,
big old grin.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Lana.
Roland Smoker.
Oh, go ahead. Hmm? Roland. Yeah, hit him up.
No, Roland Smoker says, The Flash is amazing. My one complaint is that Thea seemed a little too eager to jump into the fight. It's aliens, absolutely not. She's awesome. She wanted to do that. Isn't that out of a character for her at this time? Nah, it's not.
I felt like they addressed
it. She wants to fight aliens.
Like, they even say, like, I thought you were tired. And she's like, dude, fucking aliens.
I
was willing to buy it. Like, no, you know, look, if you have a bad, like, vigilante you can fucking deal with. But well, apparently they can't, by the way. But vigilante you can deal with. Yeah, aliens, man.
And that was fun, too.
Vigilante, oh, yeah. Arrow would have been over this episode were it not for the crossover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vigilante totally was going to kill him.
Roland says, I like the mind-controlled superheroes leading to a mini-civil war. Also, I find HR hilarious.
Yeah.
Don't let me stop you there, BA. Don't call me BA. Yeah. And Christian Fuentes on Facebook said, that crossover was freaking amazing. It was the best part of my week. Had a smile on throughout.
Yeah. I watched it again this morning. Like, I got up early before we recorded to watch it again.
Wow. As usual, I think The Flash was the best episode of any of them.
I
think it got,
I don't know, man.
Got to the core of it.
Well, the only thing I didn't like about, and we'll talk, there's a similar thing I didn't like about Arrow, but the thing I didn't like about Flash was, mind control, kind of a... It's like my biggest problem with the Avengers movies is pretty much the mind control. Like, it's the only real qualm I have with the Avengers movies, the Avengers 1 and 2. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of mind control in there, guys. And they keep going to that well. And then I knew it was happening here, so I was braced for it. And they did a great job. Like, it looked fantastic. It was a fun fight. it was really fun to see Wally show up and do that, like, tap on the back of the neck thing.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Which, by the way, I spent most of this episode going, damn it, Aris! Let him train, man!
Yeah.
So, really excited HR is going to help him train now.
Yeah. But with the Flash, I feel like we got the most emotion for our buck. We got the most laughter. I actually hurt when Cisco said, "What the hell? Just another lie between friends."
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's hard to watch this episode. And if you made it all the way into Legends, obviously you do get to see the return of that story. Like the fun part about this, the whole crossover was they did a wonderful job of like pulling everybody in up front. Like they pull back a little bit on Arrow and then they like unleash everything again. But like pulling everybody there together, dude. Oh, by the way, I don't know if it'll mean anything, but we know what Earth Supergirl's from now. To have a
Earth
number,
38.
Just to have a number. Why not? Getting everybody together. The little scene where they're like, "I don't see why she's so super or whatever," and she just burns the emblem into the into the hangar floor. You couldn't have said it any better than Diggle said, unflinchingly, like with that scared look he uses every time he sees a Meta. I'm convinced.
Though I think my favorite line of the entire episode is Diggle saying, "You know, I've never done drugs. It was because I was afraid I'd see some weird stuff."
I could have really enjoyed college. He's like, no, he puts it nail on the head though. He's got like, "My life was somewhat normal before I met you." Or no, it's "I swear to God, Barry, my life was somewhat normal before I met you."
Yeah.
Then there was a lot of funny in there, like Iris saying like, "So Oliver Queen is the Green Arrow? Oh my God, he just got so much hotter."
Yep, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. "Another evil speedster to help you with? Well, maybe."
We'll get to that. They had that little scene though, where it's like, "Well, we should have a leader." Cisco nominates Oliver. Oliver's, "I appreciate that, Cisco, but Flash, Barry brought us all together." And then he keeps trying to like, they do that little almost hollowback thing, like Oliver's saying what to do, and then Barry's like saying it again. And even Sarah piping in with like, "Are we just supposed to pretend we don't hear him?"
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That was good. But my favorite part of the episode might be the look on Supergirl's face when she's just like floating in the air, impervious to everything they're trying to do. She's just like grinning at him like,
"God." She's like laughing.
Yeah,
like,
she really is laughing at him. It's wonderful. But, she really is kind of a badass. Yeah, I know. It's kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh, Cisco telling Adam this thing is due for an update.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I want an entire episode of those two workshopping. I could easily watch that. Oh, and shortly after, Flash learns the fate of Snart.
I cried when Ray told him that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I teared up.
He died a hero.
Heavy.
No, he died a legend.
Oh, that was rough. We're going up against aliens, and you want to tell them their lives have been affected by time travel?
One sci-fi problem at a time. There. Yeah. That was great.
I would be gone faster than humor in a Liam Neeson movie.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Flash brought the funny, though, no doubt. And then, everything with Cisco, like, finding the message, having to tell the team, all of that was rough. It was a weird line, but I kind of loved it. On Oliver's little speech, like, when they do get left behind, and Barry goes to his little, the room with the newspaper and everything. And Oliver tells him, like, "It's just a weird-looking newspaper article."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was about
that. Made me laugh.
That made me laugh. And then he starts talking about his dad. Oh, I shouldn't have laughed. It was a very powerful little speech, though. And you know, he tells him what he needs to be told. Though it was like, anyone would do that, man.
Absolutely. And I got mad at Sarah too, because she was like, "You know how hard it is for me to not alter events to bring my sister back.
Don't act all high and mighty."
That was my feeling on it. I'm like, yeah, okay, you tried like a whole bunch of times, and the last time you just decided you weren't gonna do that,
right?
You were just gonna tell the villain everything he needs to know to kill your sister. I don't understand, but whatever.
I mean, that was not a great backup plan. So the whole thing does finally wrap up with like the story with Barry getting left behind and all that, and whether he's really on the team, I guess, for now. Ray comes back with the, like, message or no message, we're with you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's the for a show that was supposed to be the part of first part of a giant, well, second, but you know, first part of a giant crossover. It still managed to be The Flash. It had the heart, had the funny, had the spectacle, had all the parts in tow.
Mm-hmm. I love the bit where Oliver says, "I'm not going without Barry," and Diggle says, "Then you'll be here, Oliver." I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Damn. I was down for it though. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, it's just rough. I hated Felicity saying best team up ever. I just did.
It was fine the theater. It was goofy. In the trailer, I mean, it was fine, but I thought it would feel more right.
But it did not. Not to me.
It did feel forced when it actually happened.
How'd you get the name Heatwave? I burned my family alive, and I like to light things on fire.
That's a colorful backstory.
And Nick's not going to call her Supergirl because it sounds dumb.
What are you going to call her? Skirt. But you'll notice...
And then like the first thing that's happening...
Yeah, first sign of trouble. Yeah. Supergirl, do something!
Yeah. That was like a Homer Simpson moment if I've ever heard. Yeah. You know, it's like, I'm not going to call you that. That's dumb. I'm going to call you Skirt. Oh, Supergirl, help! Oh, good stuff.
That was actually about all I had on it. I ended up taking less notes than I thought I would because I really just enjoyed the hell out of this episode. And I like,
mm-hmm.
If I had just written down like, that was awesome. I would just have a page of notes that were just, you know, this scene, fantastic. This scene, fantastic.
Yeah. There's a bit where mind-controlled White Canary and Arrow are fighting. And there's just like this like blue blinking strobe light going on. And I'm like, where the hell is that coming from?
I didn't catch the blue blinking light, no.
It was real annoying. Anyway. Yeah. I wonder what future Barry means by Flash can't be trusted at this point. That's interesting and weird.
It is. And
you know what that makes me... I am going to call it here. I think Savitar is Barry.
Interesting. Interesting. Another universe is Barry or future Barry?
It doesn't matter. Either way, he's facing himself this season.
Cool. I like it.
I think that's what's happening. So
I like it.
It might be like a convergence of, you know, the alternate timelines. It might be a Barry from, you know, we never did see that Barry put up his hand. It might be a Barry from a stray timeline who got lost in the shuffle.
It's kind of weird though. Like we're still short one Barry in that scene, and I don't know what they're gonna do with him now because we're so far into this version of time. Like, what are we gonna? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
It might be that like all of Barry's time remnants converged and made Savitar.
That would be a neat thing.
Yeah, like they're tired of not existing. Mm-hmm. Who knows, man? It could be really something really cool.
Could be.
Or not. I don't know. It's The Flash, so I'm assuming it will
be. Yeah, I mean, it could even be Zoom that like got taken away and escaped his weird time prison and came back, you know, worse than ever.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that.
Oh, highly. We'd have heard about Sears being casted by now, but...
Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you look at it thematically, this whole season has been about Barry versus Barry's choices.
Yeah.
It would make sense for Savitar to be Barry.
I agree.
Anyway, moving on. That's all I've got for The Flash. Love the show. We're going to be talking about Arrow 508. Invasion!
You're going to hear a lot of Invasion this week.
We are DC On Screen. Thank you so much for listening. Keep some DC on your screen. We'll be right back.